afternoon, Los Angeles, and all of Southern California. I'm Farley Malaris, and you're listening to Astrological Metaphysical Radio, The Phenomena of the 80s, on KFOX 93.5 FM, your talk alternative. Today, I'm going to talk about karma because too many people don't understand the concept. Too many people need to understand the concept. I think karma is a major reason why we were born, and understanding what karma is and working karma out, becoming at peace with ourself and obtaining spiritual balance, I believe, is the purpose to life. So this topic will be dedicated to you folks who want to know about karma. When I was a little boy, and as I was growing up, of course, everyone knows how sensitive I am and how sensitive I was as a child. Oftentimes I was subjected to some strange behavioral patterns by my friends and by my dog and by my parents, and weird things happened to me when I was a kid. You know, I jumped off the roof and almost died. I caught a BB ricochet in the eye. I got lost. I ran away several times. I was depressed, unhappy, frightened. And, you know, as a little boy at 4 years old, I was on a quest at that age to try to figure out what it was all about. Because I always believed in God, and I always believed in a merciful God, and I was trying to understand this system of God, which I felt was balanced, which, in other words, I felt as a child that there was a reason for everything, and that there was true balance in the universe, and this is what I sought. I sought this balance, okay? Well, as I got older, I really got knocked around in college. You know, when you're growing up with a name like Farley, and then your last name is Malaris, you know, later changed to pronunciation Malaris. But, you know, you can imagine in school, you know, they do what do they call the role? Debbie Wald here, and Steve Cannon here, and Bert Weiss here, and Farley Malaris. And everyone in the whole class would burst into laughter, of course, and I go here, and they go, oh, let's go beat that kid up, you know. So I was always the type of person to try to figure out why me. You know, because oftentimes I was subjected to a Murphy's Law type situation where it seems like people put me down. My parents sometimes had hard days and it was difficult for me to deal with. It was a very emotional environment. There was yelling and screaming going on. I was like a, you know, trying to hit for shelter somewhere. So, you know, as I got older, I really studied a lot of philosophies, a lot of religions. I read a lot of books. I took a lot of classes. I checked into psychology, and I still was kind of hesitant to figure out what it was all about until one day I ran into this philosophy of karma, okay, that is a law that exists in this dimension, a metaphysical law that dictates that whatever you do in life, whether it's good, bad, or indifferent, everything you do, the universe is like a mirror or a reflection of everything you do, all behavior, okay? Now, first of all, this energy of karma, this concept of karma, is something that lies within you, because you are the universe, and you are, in fact, God, because you are the center and the source of all love and light. In truth, you are the center. The karma, what it does is radiates from within and reflects outward. Now, some people make the mistake of accusing another person and saying, you're my karma. You know, you are my karma, buddy. You caused this. You know, that's not true. No one is your karma. The karma lies with yourself. Everyone and everything and every situation you create in your life is a result of an action that you've done in this lifetime or in a past lifetime that will catalyze a certain growth experience that returns an energy to you. Now, let me explain this to you. If you were a person in a past life that was a womanizer, and you were a person that rejected and used and manipulated women horribly, okay, and just treated them like dirt, all right, then you would come back in this lifetime as a very attractive, charismatic woman, and guess what kind of men you would fall for? Womanizers. That's right. Okay. So that means that you would be have a pattern of, isn't it funny how we like to get so selective and we say, what type of person are you, Betty or Beverly or Judy or Barbara? I mentioned people I know, right? So, well, I'm very particular in people I hang out with. I'm picky. I make sure they only thrash me, you know, totally before I go out with them. And it's true. It's like we usually somehow, we are so smart. We are so evolved metaphysically and spiritually. You have no idea of the consciousness that guides you and that controls your energy, it is huge. You know, like what you see in the mirror, what you sense in your body is a tip of the iceberg of the spirit that dwells, you know, that controls your life. So when you're in a large room, if you were a womanizer in a past life, you will zero in on that one guy that will be sure to thrash you, you know, so you can experience this vibration. You can experience what it's like to be womanized. Now, you're going to be all ticked off at him and call him up and say, you're a womanizer, buddy. You're full of baloney and you're evil and you're cruel and you're weird and you hurt my feelings and blah, 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 blah. And then the heck with you and bam, slam the phone down and then hate him and be angry at him and then maybe go out and manize, you know, to reverse because you're mad at men. Go out and thrash some guy. Well, you know, this cycle, this circle never ends, you know, until you have a power inside of you that I refer to as forgiveness, you know, where you are able to take anyone in your life, no matter what they've done to you, and be able to see it in perspective as a catalyst for your own growth. You know, it's like some people call me up and they go, Farley, this child has birth defects, or Farley, this young man has AIDS, or Farley, this woman has cancer, or this person died in a car wreck or a plane crash. Why them? You know, like God is not fair. It's an unmerciful energy. There's something wrong. You know, if that's your attitude, good luck, because you're going to be caught in the third dimension, maybe lower, you know, in the Hades dimension. You can get thrown into a hellish state if you want to, if you really blow your karma, right? If you don't pay attention to the ground rules of embracing your life and the energy that is sent forth to you as a return of a very vital lesson, you know, that's why I say to myself, nothing happens by mistake. Which means that considering some of the experiences I've had in relationships where I've been involved with women that come on that like they really love me and it's really stable, then the very next day they're gone. And they reject me or whatever. What does this tell you? Well, this tells you that I probably was a woman with this very same nature. You know, a type of individual that would come on to a man and think I loved him, be in a delusion of romance, and then get scared and run away. And I even do it today. You know, in this lifetime, you don't have it. Gender oftentimes has nothing to do with it. It's how you treat others. And if you treat others on a negative fashion, if you don't treat them like you would like to be treated yourself, isn't it funny how the Bible, right? A lot of people like to quote the Bible, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. What goes around comes around is so true, because if you lived your life and you treated everybody like they were actually a tentacle of yourself, then you'd probably get along a lot better with yourself and the world. And then you'd understand how and why karma works. Now, there's all different levels of karmic experience. You know, if you're just about finishing up your karma, then some of the petty trivial things you'll be dealing with will be karma like relationships, you know, because that's really the end of the line. When you're really hairy and messed up karmically speaking, then you get all tied up with institutions, you know, like the government, maybe nationalities, jails, mental institutions, the hospital, you know, like if you really are blowing your karma and you're really not embracing your life and using the power of forgiveness you have, then you can create so much hate and anger and hostility inside of you that your chakra system will internalize this anger and energy, and it not only will leave you vulnerable to entity interference, which is demonic possession, you know, possession by other entities that will guide you into negative lifestyles and cause you to use drugs or alcohol or commit crimes and then end up in jail or institutions or whatever, but they can also create ill health, you know, guide you into behavioral problems where you might be susceptible to a dread disease, or you might eat the wrong foods or have the wrong lifestyle. Now, I believe that if you want to eat McDonald's and French fries and Cokes all the time, that's one thing. But, you know, a lot of it depends on your emotional stature. Like, if you are a together person and you love yourself and you do have the power of forgiveness, hey, I believe you can eat just about anything, and it's in your mind what's going to be good for you, what's going to be bad for you. But isn't it funny how that high cholesterol food and the heavy salt and the heavy sugar will catalyze in your body, almost served as a catalyst for karma like another person would in your life, to create a health problem if you are not emotionally stable, if you do not have emotional balance in your life. You know? So karma strikes in many levels in many different ways, and you should be happy if your toughest thing in karma is love affairs and families and relationships, because there are a lot of people out there in jail, in mental institutions, constantly going back and forth to the hospital for this surgery, for that surgery, for this maintenance and whatever, and there's a lot of people out there that are extremely depressed, suicidal, extremely miserable, and you know, you have food, you might have shelter, you have clothing, you have a few bucks in the bank, maybe a job, a couple of friends, a nice pet, and a decent disposition, and so you don't have the relationship of your dreams. Big deal, you know. Like what we're working on here, many of us in this final cycle, is we are literally working on finalizing our karma. You know, a lot of these people that are famous, movie stars like Tom Selleck, like Chevy Chase, you know, how would you like to go to a world premiere and have a line of people hassling to shake your hand and get your autograph everywhere you go, where you have no more privacy, no more freedom? You see, this level of karma for like a Chevy Chase guy or Michael Keaton or Kim Basinger, you know, with along with fame comes awesome responsibility and awesome power and the ability to create karma at such high levels that no longer is yourself a small thing, because you are affecting millions of people, maybe hundreds of millions of people, like a president, right? So if you're not careful here, and if you do something really bad, then you can subject yourself to having to come back thousands of lifetimes, you know, like an Adolf Hitler type individual. Do you know what I think happens to a soul like that? And this is really scary, and you may have never heard this philosophy before in your life, but I think that a soul as evil as Adolf Hitler would divide itself in a million pieces, a million parts, because the karma was so complex, that soul would have to come back in a million different pieces, maybe 50 lifetimes each, to experience that type of evil, to allow the whole, see how it works, the farther away you get from God, and the farther away you get from the source of light and the oneness of God, the more your soul can disseminate and can divide itself. See, like, the closer you get to God, the more one you become with the universe, and the farther away you get from God, and the farther away you get from light, the less you are one with the universe, the more you are the masses. See, so that's why when you take a look at these large blocks of society, these hellish blocks of society, maybe you didn't like the Ayatollah, or maybe you don't dig Gaddafi, or maybe you're not real happy with some of the Chinese leaders, or maybe you're not happy with some of these gang members. You know, maybe all the gangs in America are parts of Hitler's soul that were divided and came back in the 40s, 50s, and 60s. You know, the criminal element. You know, so instead of being up against one person from the 1940s, one dictator, one monster, we have an entire faction of society to deal with here. You know, and karma is a worldwide effort. You know, like in order for us to enter the age of Aquarius, we must reassert the scales of balance again, because the balance on this planet is in negative force. In other words, evil right now is dominating this planet. Not good. There's much more suffering. There's much more heartache. There's much more greed and selfishness and avarice and violence and condemnation. I'm telling you, when we look back, wherever you are in the universe, when we look back at 20th century Earth in this age of technology that we've just entered, this will be looked at as one of the more barbaric civilizations in the history of the universe on this planet right now. You know, just because you're safe in your home at night watching Roseanne doesn't mean that 4 billion people are not trapped behind the Iron Curtain or in third world countries that have nothing, zero. You know, and you're sitting there all smug in your little existence, and your brothers and sisters, people that you are one with God right now, are right now under a shackle, under a blanket of darkness that pervades on this planet. And until we get the scales balanced, it's going to continue. And that's why it is very important that we recognize this karma. You know what it's all about in communist China? There's no forgiveness. There's so much anger with the Communist Party, and so much hostility, and there's so much greed and selfishness. They are so sure that keeping the people at bay in this union of Chinese republics, right, that this is the answer to their future. It's the only way to control these people like ants, like in a big ant form. But these people have spirit. They have hearts. They have minds. They have souls. And in order for them to break out of this, they're going to probably have to have a violent revolution like we did in America. But you're going up against a big monster, you know, like the Chinese army that we fought in Korea, you know, and that which helped instigate a lot of the Vietnam stuff. You know, this is a big monster to overcome. And, you know, but if we had some forgiveness, you know, the Chinese leader, isn't it amazing? The Chinese leader had an opportunity when that thing happened in Tiananmen Square to come out and offer forgiveness to all of his people and to offer a some kind of assembly or Congress to resolve these problems and to evolve into a progressive Chinese history. But no, he came out like the devil and butchered thousands of people in the streets. Now, what does that tell you about the karma of that nation right now? Those people have a problem. Well, that's what all karma is. All karma can be washed away with forgiveness, and it starts with the self. Which means that if something happens in your life, it's not going to do you any good to blame your parents, and it's not going to do you any good to blame your teachers, or to blame that guy that raped you or tried to rape you, or to blame that woman that thrashed you or hit you, or the person that shot you or mugged you, or the person that treated you ill. The only way you can work out your karma is to recognize this vibration as a return. Somewhere in your many Akashic records in your past lives, you did something that actually required this exact form of energy to be returned to you, and boom, it finally comes back. Now, a lot of it in your chart, you know, like where your Saturn is, will tell us the biggest block of karma you must pay. You know, if you have a Saturn opposition, then your karma is going to be a lot more intense than the rest of us. If you have Saturn T-square, Saturn grand square, it's going to be very intense. If you have other oppositions in your chart, then your karma is going to be that much more intense. The people you meet with a lot of oppositions are people that are trying to work out a lot of past lives in one. And that's why when you see people put themselves under tremendous responsibility and pressure, you know, you think it's cool that you know somebody that owns 10 blocks of real estate, they have a husband, they got 6 kids, they got a huge house, a farm, and when tax season hits for them, they are miserable. They can't get away from their jobs. They are shackled by all these possessions and this manifestations. It's all karma. They probably were a king or a queen in a past life, and they needed to recreate this empire so they could learn how to rule it with a soft touch, with a forgiving hand. You know, a lot of people develop mini empires just to learn forgiveness and mercy and humanitarianism. You know, when you sit there and you go to work, and you realize you haven't had a raise in a year or a decent vacation in two, a lot of you hate your bosses, and you throw daggers at them. You say, like, oh, they're evil, they're mean. You know, why are they doing this to me? Well, put yourself in their shoes, because you can bet dollars to donuts that's why this is going on, because you were the boss. And you have to come back to see what's right, the right way to control and direct people, the proper way. See, like, Earth and this dimension is a huge classroom. It's a gigantic school, and we are here to graduate, and we are all taking a course in karma. And we are all trying to learn how to be at balance and peace with ourselves through forgiveness to ourselves and forgiveness of others who we think would thrash us. Next time you have a bad experience, look at it as a reflection of either a former or a current part of your own soul that has come back to you to show you a very significant lesson, a reason for you to change your attitudes and your behavior. Isn't it funny how we're so judgmental? We can be so prejudiced and so discriminate. People out there are angry with gays. They're angry with blacks. They don't like the Jews. They don't like Catholics. They're mad at the Arabs. They're mad at Orientals or the Latin people. You know, there's so much hate and anger on this planet. It was not an accident that many different races were chosen from all over the galaxy to live here on Earth in a lesson of trying to learn peace to live with each other. This was not meant to be easy for us to live with the brown race, the black race, the white race, the red race, the yellow race. You know, you throw all these different alien cultures together in one planet, the spirit is the same, but our bodies are different. We all develop different cultures and different religions. It's a big test. And a lot of these cultures and religions will teach you of infidels. If people don't adhere to your chosen values, or if these people don't adhere to those chosen values, they should be rejected or cursed Christ or damned to hell. You know, what kind of way is this to live with each other? You know, it's totally evil. You know, and this evil faction that has taken control of the planet is used a facade, a cover-up, an antichrist-type philosophy, which leads us to believe that this is truth, that we should believe there are infidels or people that are not chosen or not meant to be loved or nurtured. That's not true. Everyone is meant to be allowed to live, and everyone is meant to be allowed to be respected and nurtured, and everyone is to be allowed forgiveness. You know, learn how to say, I forgive you to someone, and that's when you'll start renewing your karma. Is there somebody out there you're mad at? Is there somebody out there that you haven't apologized to? Send them a letter, make a phone call, and say, you know what, I am sorry. I might not ever see you again, whatever, but I know last time we talked I was angry with you, and I'm sorry. You know, I forgive you, and I want you to forgive, and if you don't want to forgive me, I'll forgive myself for what happened, and I felt I had to do that. You know why? Because that person's you. That person is a picture of you from a past life, and your anger with them is self-destruction, because you're just angry with the past part of your own soul. And that's what karma is all about. You know, you have these things in your chart. You know, you have like squares in your chart. Squares in the chart are our ability to manifest and create elements in our life that are unstable. Elements that are like emotionally unstable, that are mentally unstable, that can be physically unstable or spiritually unstable. Squares in the natal chart mean that we set ourselves up because we think we are something we aren't. In other words, squares weaken the vehicle, and squares make us think that we will lose, or we will fail, or we will actually have pain. So the squares in the chart are elements of karma that are actually what we call vulnerabilities. And when you overcome your squares and you learn forgiveness and learn strength and self-esteem, then you become a power to be reckoned with. Oppositions are much more intense because oppositions force us to create situations in our life that can be pretty hairy to disconnect from. When you have oppositions in your chart, you'll be aware that you really set yourself up in a marriage or a career with a relationship or in a business or with a family situation, that breaking free from this slavery you've created is darn near impossible without really changing your whole life. So that's why people with oppositions oftentimes are out there blaming others, trying to find victims, or feel victimized themselves, and also are people that are setting up impossible dreams for themselves, impossible challenges, and feeling bad when they never happen, total disappointment, and they're not blissful at all because it's too difficult to reach that level of bliss. Now, whenever your astrology chart gets triggered by the moving planets, in other words, if you are having a Saturn cycle where you're 28 years old and Saturn is returning to your birth point in your chart, or whenever any of your square or opposition points in your chart are triggered by transits, moving planets in the sky that will sit on top of your square and opposition points or re-aspect them with further squares and oppositions to them, then you can bet dollars to donuts once again that you are in a karma cycle, and that what's being brought to you is being, eventually, is being, forgiveness is the key. Okay? Which means that oftentimes, many times in life, you'll get involved in experiences that are not meant to be permanent. And when you realize the permanency is not there, it is up to you to say goodbye with a nice smile on your face, to forgive yourself and the other person in case there was some pain exchanged, and to embrace it and go on with your life. You know, because if you carry a bunch of monsters around in a bag, and if you head for the pearly gates in St. Peter when you die, and you have a whole bunch of unfinished karma, if you die angry, you know, a lot of people die premature in these suicides and these early deaths because they refuse to embrace their karma and work it out. It's called absolution, in case you wondered. And you are given benefits of heightened awareness and elevated states of your soul, which means improved states of life in lifetimes that are ensuing, are coming up, okay? When you do tackle and embrace and work out your karma and offer this peace and this forgiveness. And this is what I believe will help catalyze a rebirth of spirit on this planet. When everyone recognizes this simple law of karma and attaches the basic vibration, emotional vibration, vibration of forgiveness is what we need to make this planet work and to bring it around. I'm not saying that a mass murderer should be forgived. You know, I'm not talking about that. Hey, you know, like I said, there's different levels of karma. I'm talking about relationships, and I'm talking about basic vibrations in your life. You know, like if somebody is a murderer or if someone's broken the law and done some severe pain, you know, there's a karma connected to their incarceration. You know, and that's all part of it. Maybe they will learn a more intense forgiveness when they're in prison or institutionalized or through the surgery or the hospital situations they will go through. You know, that's why the universe offers pain, to try to give you a gestalt nudge as to what's right and what's wrong. Well, I decided to do this topic on karma because every once in a while I think we need it. So there you go. This is the 2-hour expanded edition of Astrological Metaphysical Radio, Midday Metaphysics. I'm Farley Mallaris. The station is KFOX 93.5 FM, your talk alternative.